Get it funky now.
You and I do what? You and I do what? That's you.
Sayna, what's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Shiny Shine Monday. I hope y'all having a good week. I'm having a good week. And yeah. It's kind of lonely out here, you know. Joey ain't with me again, bro. Sayna, it's all good. He's celebrating, you know, his little brother's birthday. So, actually, props. Shout out to him. Definitely. Shout out to little bro. Happy birthday, man. Enjoy it, man. And just, yeah. Bang, y'all. Anyways, we gonna commence into some hot topics to discuss. So, the first hot topic for today. First of all. This past Sunday, pretty much yesterday, my sisters, Asia and Deja, Ayo, A and Day, Day and A, happy belated birthday. Shout out to them. They finally the Dub Club. Love them to death. Happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to my bro, Mike. Hope you enjoyed his birthday as well. And actually today, hold on, we got punk. Today, y'all know what today is. Monday, June 8th. It's my mother's birthday, y'all. Can we please clap it up? Cool, without her, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have a life, man. But nah, happy birthday to my mother, Mom Dukes, Nakisha Ross. Mother, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for me throughout all your years. Happy birthday. Hope you're enjoying your day right now. Hope you know, getting lit. Anyways, let's play the music again. The next hot topic is just, you know, just brief talk about everything that's been going on, man. All this protest, you know, and it's beautiful. You know, I love seeing people, you know, protest. I love seeing people, you know, one in change. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I protested last week downtown in Columbus, and it was beautiful. We went to the State House. We did a peaceful protest, of course. People, you know, got up and spoke and said what they had to say, and then we marched down on, for the people who don't know, we marched down on a street called High Street from downtown, and we walked all the way to the Ohio State. We walked on their campus, and then we walked right back down to downtown. And I think we set a record that day. We had a total of 9,000 people marching on the street of High Street. So beautiful. I was happy. It was a really proud moment. And that moment, that was my first time protesting. That's something I would never forget, ever. And I'm proud to say that I did what I did. It's beautiful, man. And also, next hot topic, I would say it's kind of like an announcement. So some people say, like, they want me to, like, give out the weather. I mean, I'm not gonna do it now. I could start doing that, but it's like, where, what city? If y'all are interested in me doing the weather, please let me know and tell me, you know, what city that I can do, because I'm just not gonna do the weather that's going on here. You know, that's stupid, because, you know, all my followers are from everywhere across the US. So if y'all really want me to give out the weather throughout the week, please let me know, and I got y'all. All right, y'all, but last hot topic for today, my lovely Professor Douglas, she actually invited me on her show that she's doing on Zoom this Wednesday. So basically on the show, what we're doing is, it's just an open session, you know, like people can come in, join. We're talking about everything that's been going on. We're just talking about how, you know, you're doing, if you're okay, you know, you need anything. It's literally just like a, kind of like a get together, you know, just kind of like a chill, relax, you know, like a session where we just talk, you know, we just check up on people, make sure you're straight. So if you're interested in that, please, hit up my social media and let me know, and I will send you the Zoom link, because as of right now, I don't know the Zoom link, and I don't know the exact time, but I know we're for sure definitely doing it either, I want to say Thursday, yeah, I don't know why I said Wednesday, I want to say Thursday, but like, if you're interested, please let me know, because I know later throughout the week, I will know for sure, and I'm definitely going to, you know, post it and give you a link, give you the time and day, and you just come in, you know, we chill, we have a good time, you know. But anyways, y'all already know what I got to do. Let's commence into the main topic. So the main topic for today is support/stand-up, you know, and we're going to dissect it in three sections. You got the comprehend, or, you know, comprehension, you know, same thing. You got the capacity. There you go. And then the last section, you got communication. Now, the first topic, the first section, comprehension. Supporting and standing up for someone, you can't go in there blind. You can't just see someone and be like, all right, I'm gonna stand up for them. No, you gotta know what's going on. You gotta know the situation. You gotta know what's going on. You gotta know what's happening. And then also you have to, you know, be in their shoes. You know, like I said, know what's going on, but be in their shoes. Try to be in their shoes and try to, you know, see where they're coming from and, you know, hear them. And with just supporting / standing up for someone, actually, let me just focus on the support side for right now. Let's just say you want to support someone. Let's just say you're supporting your best friend. Let's just say your best friend has been going through a lot. You know, we all had a friend who had their ups and downs, and right now they're in a down moments right now, and they just need someone to listen. That's the best way you can support somebody. Listen. Don't try to give them the advice. Don't try to, you know, say, oh, and be judgmental. Like, oh, you should have done this. Or no, just listen. That's one step of being a supportive friend, is listen. Listen to your friend. Hear everything they have to say. Be in their shoes for the moment. Picture when they tell you what's been going on. Picture that was you, you know. Just listen to them. And with that, with the support/stands up, then there comes a capacity. And no, I'm not talking about, oh, hey, this party's over capacity, everybody got to step out. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your mental capacity. I actually had to look this up, because with your mental capacity, helps you make a decision. So you comprehend, you know what's going on. And so then you have a decision. You got your mental capacity. It helps you make a decision on what side you're going to choose on. Or are you going to choose to support and help that person or not? You know, just simple as that. And that's now with the mental capacity. That's where we lean to more towards, you know, even though support matches with stand up. But we kind of lean more towards the stand up side. So let's just say this. Check me out, right? This goes way, I want to say way back. I'll probably just say like about a good four to five years ago. But we all know, you know, back in the day when I was little, when I was a kid going up, at least, you know, middle school, early high school, stop bullying and speak up was heavily. If people, you know, if you didn't notice, stop bullying and speak up was heavily. Everybody was getting bullied, and people still get bullied to this day. But it was just that during that time, it was literally publicly known. Like, the society and social media, like, they was like, yo, bullying is real. Like, it's publicized, you know? And so this is kind of an example of how your mental capacity works, right? So look, first step, you comprehend, you see, you listen, and you know what is going on. Let's just say a person getting bullied, you know? You see that person getting bullied, right? You know this. You kind of somewhat know the situation. You know, you see them getting bullied every day at school. You kind of know what's going on. You know, you see the bully picking on the dude, you know, the dude or the girl. You see them getting bullied. And you see the bully bullying the person, the victim. So, you comprehend, you know what's going on, right? You know the full situation, right? Now, here comes where the mental capacity. You're going to make a decision, right? You're going to stand up and speak up and say, no, this is not okay. I don't like it. And stop the bullying and stop him bullying that person. Stop him or her bullying him or her. Like, you will stand up. You will say this is not okay, and you will help that person from stop getting bullying from that bully. You will stop that. Example. Another example. You have what's been going on in today's society. African Americans have been getting killed, beat, discriminated for so many years. So many years. And it literally goes back to my episode where I talked about the past. And I was, what, episode 8, flashback. When I said history repeats itself. Did we have people support and stand up? Absolutely. Did we have people speak up for ourselves? Absolutely. But it can't be more than just my own people speaking up about it. And I'm not saying that no one else spoke up about it, because now we're seeing every other race is speaking up about it. Every other country beyond the U.S. is speaking up about it, because they had that mental capacity to where I'm going to make a decision and I'm gonna fight for what's right. Because as you've seen over the years, generations, it hasn't been right. You know, some people saw it. Some people saw what was going on. And they decided to not support. They decided not to stand up. They decided to stay low and be quiet. Or their mental capacity wasn't even strong enough. They couldn't even make a decision. They were just shocked. They were just shocked about everything that's going on. Another example, which I applaud for, you know, this, I would say last week, everybody on Twitter was talking about a lot about sexual assault, being sexually assaulted. You know, that's a hard topic and that's a touchy topic to talk about. But they spoke up and they told, you know, their stories, or they at least told the age that they were sexually assaulted. And what I love the most is that all the retweets and all the comments saying, hey, I'm here for you. Hey, you need anything, let me know. Hey, I love you. That's the support, and that's the stand. That's people standing up and speaking out and supporting them. I love it. And that's exactly what we need through, you know, any situation, you know. We need people to stand up. We need people to support other people when they're down. Or shoot, when they're up. We need a consistent support for one another. Now, if they're doing bad, I mean, you know, don't support that. But if they're going through something, support them. If something bad or any harm comes their way, and you know you can stand up for that and say no and help them, do that. Don't sit around. Don't watch. Don't watch. Don't watch. Don't say nothing. No. You, I'm speaking to you right now. You have the power to speak up. Your voice is strong and powerful. You have a strong voice. Use it. Help one another. Speak up. Don't stay silent.
Stand up. I can't be the only one standing up for myself. You can help me too. I can help you too. Vice versa. Speak up. Whether it's bullying, whether it's someone getting bullied. Don't let that happen. Speak up. Stand up for them. All this protesting that's going on. I ain't telling you have to go protest because, you know, again, protest ain't for everybody. Everybody doing something different. You can donate. You can do other things to show your support and stand up. Do it. Make it happen. Again, like I said, you don't have to go protest. You ain't got to go out there because it protest. Even though we are peaceful, it can get dangerous. It can be from peaceful to within seconds. It can be dangerous. The cops can feel like they're being threatened. They're going to just pepper spray everybody. Or someone throws a bottle and they start rioting. You can do something different. You can donate. Like I said, you can donate. You can... It seems like everybody, you know, posting on social media, you know, speaking up, do that. I applaud that too. You can do other things, but speak up. Don't be silent. This is not the time to be silent. And that's actually the last section. It's communication. Actually doing it. Speak up. Stand up for that person. You can do the talk, you know, but do the walk. Do the action. Support. Help one another. Be there for one another. When you do all these three steps, it shows your courage. It shows where your heart's at. You're going to earn a lot of people respect because that's who you are. And you know right from wrong. It shows your leadership. It shows you're not a follower. It shows you're a leader. You got to do all these three steps, y'all. We're at an age, man. We're getting closer to our days, man. We can't be silent no more. And I ain't telling you, you gotta go fight somebody. I ain't telling you, no. Don't be silent. When you see something and something ain't right, stand up. Speak up. Don't let that die. Don't let that pass. Cause we can't let it slide no more. We can't let history repeat itself. And that's why I've talked about in the past. History repeat itself. It's on us to make that change. It's on us to speak up. It's on us to stand up. We can't let history repeat itself. We got to do what we got to do to make change. But until then, ain't nothing going to change. It starts with us. It starts with us to break the cycle. It starts with us to create peace. It starts with us to have a better future. So, again, that was it for the main topic. The main topic, support/stand up. You need to have comprehension. Be in their shoes. Understand. Understand what's going on with the situation. Then have that mental capacity. Make a decision. And I pray and hope you make a decision to where it leads to the last section, communication, and you stand up and you support that person, whether it's your friend, whether it's your family member, whether it's your loved one, or whether it's a stranger you see on the cross of the street or a stranger. We need to help each other. At the end of the day, that's all we got. Yeah, that's it for the main topic. Let's come into the call-in section. And the call-in section for today, we're actually switching it up. And so my audience, I haven't told y'all, I told people on my social media platform that if anybody wants to tell, because on Twitter, a lot of people have been talking about being sexually assaulted or rape. And I posted on all my social media platforms, if you are comfortable and willing to explain your story, you can explain your story here on my podcast. And that's actually what we're doing today. And we have one special guest that is here today that she's going to explain her story. So let's commence, y'all. And we have our guest speaker for today.
Big sis, Robin, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good, young queen, but tell them about yourself.
So I'm Robin Ramin. I'm a recent graduate of Central State University, and I'm from Nassau, the Bahamas.
Hey, shout out to the Bahamas, represent. So my question for you is, you know, with what are your thoughts about, you know, everything that's been going on, you know, with just the protests, people, you know, making, you know, tweets about them being sexually assaulted, this quarantine, you know, you have to stay home, locked down. Like, what are your thoughts about everything that's been going on?
It's a lot, to be honest, especially just really looking at things. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming as well, I must say. It's overwhelming. I find myself not being on social media as much as I usually would. And with the whole sexual assault thing, I'm actually happy for those who are now coming to a point where they are comfortable enough to talk about it, mm-hmm. even if it's anonymous.
Right.
That's a big step. That's a big step that a lot of people overlook, because it takes a lot of mental fortitude to even almost accept the fact that it happened. So to be able to talk about it, that's a new level of courage and tenacity that they have reached. I am super proud of them.
Definitely agree. It's a definitely hard and a touchy. Everything that's been going on, you know, it's been hard. I like you said, I don't even be on social media. It's just too much. I feel like just too much negativity on social media.
It is a lot.
And I can't only stay on there for a certain amount of time. But my second question, let the people know about your videos that you did on Instagram.
So, April is known as Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and I decided to come out with my story, my personal story, mm-hmm. About being raped 4 years ago, my freshman year. But I didn't want to do it in a, I would say, a pitying kind of way, because I've come to the acceptance of it and being able to talk about it mm-hmm. in a whole new space. So it doesn't make me uncomfortable when it's mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to let people know that, hey, like, there's someone out here who is comfortable talking about it and who's going to give you an avenue to talk about it. Because oftentimes we don't speak on it because you don't see anyone else talking about it, because it's viewed as a taboo topic. In all honesty, it should not be, because it happens every day. About every 90 seconds or so, someone is sexually assaulted or raped somewhere in the world. And I also want them to know that men get raped too. People don't believe that for whatever reason, but they do. So I had a series of videos that range from an intro to explaining why I was doing what I was doing, to questioning, like, God, where were you? Because we oftentimes feel that he has left us when something traumatic of this level has happened. And then to a video that explains that this doesn't defeat you. You don't put a period where God has put a comma. Although you feel like it should be a period, because you think your life's over, but it's not. Not if you let it. So my whole series was geared towards these, in a sense, hidden people around the world. And just to know that there is someone who's willing to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I applaud that. Definitely. Before we move on to the other questions, where can they, you know, watch that video? Because I know it's on your Instagram. So what is your Instagram so people can watch that series?
So my Instagram handle is interesting. It's Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, Robin, R-O-B-B-I-N, Robin, R-O-B-I-N.
So that way, that whole thing together?
Is Robin. Like, okay. Just like the different variations of how you would spell the name Robin.
Okay.
And it's also a play on words. So Robin, me, Robin, as in, like, you know, you saying Robin without the G there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robin. So it's like Robin. I was like 19 when I made it.
Right. Nah, I got you. I'm definitely gonna post the videos, the series on my Instagram, and let people know about it as well. So my
and the way I deliver it, I made sure I deliver it in a way that it isn't heavy,
okay,
heavy on the mind or the soul. It's rather charismatic because this topic is harsh. So you can't come at it being all serious and stuff. Mm-hmm. No one's gonna really receive that.
Yeah, it's very touchy conversation to talk about. My next question is your experience of being raped 4 years ago, how did that affect your adult life?
Well, it happened, I had just turned, was I 18? I think I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
No, I totally lied. I was 19. I turned 19 in August. I had just came to school my freshman year, and I was raped a month later.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the young adult stage, you know, the younger of the young adult stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentally shut down when it happened. I didn't pick up on it until November. Somehow, something just kind of hit me, and I had a breakdown. I had a breakdown before my class. But when I went to class, you wouldn't think anything happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it had, at that time, I had really lost faith in people, faith, trust. For the most part, I would say I really hated people. And I know that's a strong word,
mm-hmm.
but I really did. I actually hated men because I was, the family I grew up in, the black men that I grew up around, they protected their black women and their young girls. So for me to experience something like that from someone of my race had hurt a lot in ways that you can't particularly express. And then I had a slight discomfort within myself. And then that grew to me just being completely uncomfortable with my body. Like, I could not look at myself in the mirror for too long without crying or just wanting to disappear in some way, shape, or form. I did not want to be, like, physically present. I did not. Because we are taught that, oh, well, if your virginity is taken in that way, you kind of, like, you're devalued, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, like, sex in a whole, when it comes to women, you're devalued or used and things of that nature. And it should not be that way.
Yes, ma'am.
And as I moved throughout the years, in the last 4 years, I just did not care anymore. Mm-hmm. And another thing that people don't talk about is hypersexuality after experiencing sexual trauma. People think you're already being a whore or whatever, but actually you mentally disconnect from your body. And a lot of people don't realize that people who do that, they're actually trying to heal, but they don't know that. Mm-hmm. I learned that, I think in August of 2019 at a seminar. I didn't know that. People think, oh, you're feeling this, but this person's actually trying to heal.
Mm-hmm.
But they really don't know that they are. And they think that counseling is going to make them crazy, but it's not. It really won't. It helps a lot. And as I kept moving through, I slowly grew more comfortable with who I now was, because it takes a piece of you that you will never get back.
Mm-hmm.
You can never get that back. But what you can do is you can grow from it and build and form a whole new person that comes out of it if you let it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You can let it destroy you or you can let it help you. And that's usually what people kind of teeter-totter, because it takes a lot of mental energy and fortitude to even try to move forward. Mm-hmm. Because you get stuck in that beginning phase for so long, because your entire being is in shock. Especially if you were intoxicated when it happened. So it's like, am I dreaming? Did this really happen? And I was. I was drunk in my room. I was asleep. My door was locked. And everything.
Mm.
So I was safe. And I felt uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable being at school around people. But it's a phase where you have to grow through it. You have to let yourself feel whatever it is that you're feeling. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, it's going to destroy you from the inside out. And people will start to see it. And when you decide to let it like, in a sense, nurture you, nurture the new you that you will be, mm-hmm. you find that you grow a thicker skin. You are more observant to the people around you, not in a protective way in terms of, like, you're trying to not get hurt, but in a way that you can somehow sense and feel other people's pain, and you have more of a zeal to go to them and ask them, hey, what's up? Because 9 times out of 10, you will be surprised to find out that the people that you're sitting in a room with have experienced what you've experienced. Mm-hmm. And when you grow and you get to a certain level of maturity in your experience, you're able to help the ones who are just starting or the ones who just got raped last night. Mm. You're able to talk to them, because I have found a lot of my nights I'm talking to girls about this thing because they've gone through these things. And me being in my position as Miss Central State, I had more of an avenue to get to them. That's really what I wanted. That's why I ran, personally. I wanted to help them because I felt that the freshmen that were coming in at that time, a lot of them were going to be carrying this kind of baggage, and a lot of them did. Like, a lot of them are hurt. Mm-hmm. And they're not surrounded by people who are transparent enough to even tell them that, hey, I did this when I was young, or I went through this, or I'm still doing this, and to show them that I'm actually here for you and I genuinely care for you.
Right.
Like, I'm the kind of person that when you call me and there's a problem, I stop everything I'm doing and I go to. There aren't a lot of people who do that for other people without expecting things in return. So going through that experience, it has shaped me. Besides being more of a strong black woman, because I am. Mm.
Yes, ma'am.
It has opened my eyes to so many other people, mm-hmm. and has given me the tenacity to just talk about things and make people uncomfortable because they don't want to talk about it. And you have to do that. And it makes me want to advocate more on this topic because it happens too frequently and people don't speak about it. Mm-hmm. And to protect younger girls, because there are a lot more children who are getting molested all the time.
Right.
To protect them and to help men understand that you can talk to people about what has happened. And, like, it doesn't make you less of a human. It doesn't make you any way, your worth doesn't decrease. It feels that way, mm-hmm. but it does not. Like, it has shaped me into such a really unbothered person, I must say. I can be really unbothered because, like, I've been through some of the most traumatic experiences in the past 4 years of my life that much of anything you say or do to me does not affect me. Mm-hmm. Because you have not walked in my shoes, you have not been where I have been, you have not cried with me while I was there, you have not tried to take yourself out when you wanted to because you could not deal with the fact that this thing had happened to you. So whatever you say to me really does not matter. That's the new Robin that's here, and I've learned now that I'm just going to live my life unapologetically because my life has almost been taken away from me. I'm not going to just stay in the shadows of my own uncomfortableness. No. I'm going to branch out and go after whatever it is that I want. Live unapologetically. When you get to that point, it is so freeing. You really have no care in the world. You just do whatever it is that makes you happy. And that's what I want. A lot of people who've been through this, I want them to get to that point. So I've been helping people to just slowly get there. And I want them to understand as well that healing is not linear. You're going to have some really high points, some really low points, and some points where you feel absolutely nothing. And at the same time, I don't want them to rush that process. You can't rush it. Yes, so that's it.
Yes, ma'am. And my last question for you is, what ways or what could you say to someone who's going, you know, through the same thing like you? Well, it seemed like you already said it.
No, but it's one thing, though. It's so commonly used, mm-hmm. but it is so true. It is literally not your fault. It is not your fault. You weren't wearing anything to cause them to do that. You weren't drunk enough to cause them to do that. High enough. Nothing. You did absolutely nothing. for them to take away something like that from you. They are just disgusting. Simple as that. They are disgusting. You are not less of anything because of another disgusting human being. It is not your fault. It is never your fault because no woman or man puts themselves in a position to be raped. Just because I had sex with you once doesn't mean I want to have sex with you again. That doesn't mean anything. Just because I'm wearing a top and my boobs are out and they look good and you think that you want to touch me and I say no, that gives you no right to do that. Or just because you see me stumbling across the street and be like, oh, well, he or she, you know, they look a little vulnerable. It gives you no right. It is not your fault. And it will never be your fault. And to those who even lie about being raped, that's a whole different thing. They got problems. Because you can't, that ruins people's lives. Mm-hmm. For those who literally do not do it. That can ruin your life. So it's a twofold kind of thing. Never lie about being raped. And if you have been raped, know that it's not your fault. And it will never be your fault.
Man, ooh, I'm emotional over here. First of all, I never knew. Never knew about your story. But I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for being on the show. I want to say thank you for supporting and standing up and letting, you know, not only, even though it's been your voice that you're speaking up, but you're speaking up for so many other people who don't have a voice or don't even know that they have a voice to speak up. So I just want to, I thank you. Yeah, but besides, you know, Instagram, what, you know, Robin, where else that they can, you know, follow you at? And also, can they, you know, contact you and, you know, just, you know, I guess explain your story to them, you know?
Yeah, so my Twitter is almost like my Instagram, but it's like one Robin shorter.
Okay.
So my Twitter is Robin, Robyn, Robbin. And my DMs are always open. I love talking to people. I really do, because I enjoy helping them. If they have anything that they want to talk about, they can always talk to me about it. And I'm really confidential, especially when it comes to things like this. They have a safe spot, and I want them to understand that. And they'll also have a space where they will be judged or feel like someone's going to attack them for saying whatever it is that they're going to say. It's never like that, ever.
Facts. All right, y'all. Y'all have our Twitter. Y'all have our Instagram. If y'all need to talk to her, she's here. She's open. She's there for y'all. And Robin, I just want to say thank you for being the special guest and being on the show. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right, bet. All right, love you. Take care.
Love you too, hon.
All right, bye. That is it for the show. Big shout out to Big Sis. Robin, thank you again for being the special guest. I really appreciate you a lot. Definitely go follow her on all her social medias. And then definitely tap into her series that she did on Instagram. Definitely go watch that. But other than that, have a great week, young kings and queens. Be smart. Be safe. Be alert. And most importantly, live life. We'll see y'all next week. Shine shines out. Peace.